Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim is off. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. We have a very exciting Stevie on the socials coming up. What's going on?
We have to talk about it. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, potential wedding this weekend. I think there's going to be a wedding. I just don't.
Do you?
I think. Well, maybe the location, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I see. You think there's going to be a wedding, but it's because...
From all the theories I've seen, it feels like it's a decoy for the day.
Right.
So that makes me feel like that, but I don't know.
I have felt a lot like it's a decoy for the day, but now there's all this evidence that it's happening. So we got to get to this next. It's Stevie on the socials.
Allegedly, this weekend, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift are getting married at Madison Square Garden. At least that's what we've been told. So since we were told that, there's obviously been all these theories saying that it has to be a decoy. There's no way we would just all know where and when she's getting married. Even like people that have been invited have said, like teammates of Travis Kelce have said, like, oh, I don't know where the wedding's actually at. They don't put it on the invite or whatever. She's been calling people to invite them. There's been all these theories. There's been different days. Now apparently it's this weekend at Madison Square Garden, which doesn't feel right to me. Like, I feel like she's not a Madison Square Garden vibe. I pictured more of like a Rhode Island or something.
Yes, some type of like old mansion or like old
like
house
castle vibe.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
I agree, but I could also see that for security purposes, Madison Square Garden makes a ton of sense. And they got money. They could make it look like a castle right there inside Madison Square Garden.
And have seen photos where it looks like they're loading castle parts into Madison Square Garden.
I just saw a video yesterday posted from Variety saying what appears to be a baby grand piano is being wheeled into Madison Square Garden. They already have permits to close down Madison Square Garden this weekend. Like, that's a thing. Like, you can't.
That's for sure.
Yes. Like, it's closed down. But I did see a theory about that where at Madison Square Garden, you know, they're known for their celebrity row. So celebrities are always going there. It's one of the few venues where you can get inside the venue without being seen. Like, they have an underground, like, tunnelway.
Oh.
So people are saying maybe that they're all, like, that's a meeting point, and then they'll be, like, shuttled or something elsewhere. Like, all the guests are being...
Oh, like they'll arrive at Madison Square Garden.
Correct.
Then they're going to take them out.
There's a hidden entry, and then they'll bus them to where else in New York it would be.
Okay. I have so many questions, Stevie. I'm going to narrow it down to, well, I don't know how many, less than three. We got to get to that next because I can't. Would Taylor Swift really let us know that this is what's happening? Let's get to that next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Literally, that song was 3 minutes and 52 seconds, and Stevie, you and I have been super sleuthing that entire time. I don't know why I care about this so much, but I care about this so much.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
And it's all over the internet.
Action.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, apparently getting married at Madison Square Garden this weekend. But I got it, like... And here's my question to you. A, why do we know about this? Like, why? It was just a few weeks ago that all of a sudden we all know she's getting married at Madison Square Garden. It seems so obvious. It seems so, like, why do
we? And they're, like, allegedly released that schedule. Like, I'm seeing her rehearsals tonight. Like, we have her whole schedule. There's no way we would know.
There's no way we would know. Like, she's like Easter egg girl. Like, I love what you said before about maybe they're getting people out of there and taking them somewhere else.
Yes. Like, that's the meeting zone.
But at the same time, why would this information leak in the first place? Did she leak it herself?
Definitely not. But the New York City mayor said that there was a permit that's been filed for a large event at Madison Square Garden. But that's all he shared.
But why would he even say that? Like, did she call him and say, hey, say this so we're throwing people off the scent of my Rhode Island wedding or wherever?
Like, maybe you have to tell people, for the people that live in the area, that they can't.
Oh, that they can't go around because of security or whatever?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, he didn't say, like, what the event was. I feel like there's so many events that could, on a July 4th weekend, take place.
Of course.
I don't know.
They're saying, like, early yesterday, there were workers, like, loading stuff into Madison Square Garden. One was labeled lobster meat. Another one had a massive tree branch. And they asked the workers, like, hey, what's going on? And all they said was, my lips are sealed. It just feels...
It's either going to be super obvious and all the signs were there and they were like, obviously this is what's going on and we're going to all look dumb thinking they're lying, or they're all going to be right and it's a decoy.
I will be stunned if they actually are doing it. Although I kind of think they're actually doing it. It's so crazy. If you're a Swiftie, you're probably into this too. This is what everyone's talking about online. That was a great Stevie on the socials. Thank you.